I'm in the charmingly entitled Chicken and Frog Children's Bookshop in Ongar Road, owned by Jim and Natasha Radford. I'm joined this afternoon by Natasha. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Chicken and Frog.
I immediately thought of the Slug and Lettuce when I first heard about your bookshop. The Chicken and Frog's not a trendy wine bar. It's definitely a children's bookshop, isn't it?
It is, but, you know, there might be room for manoeuvring. No, we are a children's bookshop with a very silly name.
And how did that name come about?
Oh, dear. This is a proper dad joke. A chicken and a frog walk into a library, and the chicken says, book, 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 and the frog says, read it.
That old chestnut.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
And you've been going about 5 or 6 years now?
Yeah, it's 5 years. It was 5 years in October.
And what made you open a bookshop? What were you doing before this?
I was teaching, primary school teaching, and Jim was an IT nerd. It's something that we've always wanted to do since we met when we were about 16, and we're never brave enough or silly enough to try it. And we just, Jim had been made redundant and couldn't find anything, and we just thought, maybe this is a sign that we should try it. We didn't want to look back in another 10 years and say, oh, we didn't try. So,
and as an independent bookshop with the high street chains just down the road, what are the pros and cons of that arrangement?
the pros for us are that we can kind of, we can collate our own, we can curate even, that's a better word, we can curate our own titles so we can sell whatever we want. We don't have to go to head office and ask. We've actually got really good relationships with the High Street store, and we do often end up sending customers there, or they send customers to us if we haven't got quite the right thing in. So it's a good relationship. I mean, obviously the downside is that we can't compete when there are really big discounts. We can't compete with Waterstones or Sainsbury's if they're selling the new, you know, best-selling hardback book for £3. We can't buy it for that. But what we can do is we know our stock really well, so we can have those conversations with parents, grandparents, children when they come in and they're looking for something and they don't really know what it is they want, and that's what we can do.
And we're sitting here in the back part of the bookshop, surrounded by what appears to be the average classroom material. This is what you're doing this week. You're very busy half-term week. What's going on this week in the back area of the shop?
Lots. We run Lego sessions in every holiday. The only one that we don't do it in is Christmas because we close because we're lazy. And we fill up the back room with big trays of Lego, and kids come and play with it in essence. So it hasn't got anything to do with books, but it's all about a sense of community and working together and just having a little bit of fun. Parents like it because we get some parents that stay and they do play, and we get other parents that drop and kind of run off and have a little bit of time to themselves. So we're busily doing that.
Because obviously this has all been booked up pretty quickly. You're already looking now to Easter. So if people are interested in keeping the little ones occupied over those 2 week holiday, what's taking place here, and how do we get in touch for that?
So far we haven't booked everything yet, but so far we've got 2 Lego sessions, one for each week of the Easter break. We're looking at running some kind of creative session where children can come in and make their own bookmarks. We'd like to do something around the Year of the Woman. There's some fantastic books out at the moment for children, but I haven't quite formulated exactly in my head what that was going to be. But everything is on our Facebook page and on our website as well.
And as a quick pick-me-up, what do you recommend this week in case the children are running around the house and it's only Tuesday afternoon? What are the picks in the bookshop today?
So we've got I Love You, Stick Insect by Chris Naylor Ballesteros. Easy for you to say. And it's just the most gorgeous picture book, but there's enough in there to chuckle at if you're an adult. It's about a poor, lovesick stick insect who falls head over heels in love, but unfortunately he falls in love with a stick. So it doesn't go well, but it's beautifully illustrated and it's just a really good fun one. So that's a good picture book, kind of middle of the road for children that are just beginning to read on their own, or like short chapter books read to them. There's a series called Isadora Moon, and Isadora is a fairy vampire, and she gets put into kind of quite everyday situations, but obviously slightly crazy things happen because she is a fairy vampire. And so that's good for kind of 6 to 8, 6 to 9. And then my last pick is The Eye of the North, which came out last week. It's by Sinead O'Hart, and it is a real, it's an adventure. The main character, her parents have, she thinks they've died, as is often the case in adventure stories, because get rid of the parents and it's much more exciting. And it's all about what she does to try and find them and everything that happens. There's sea monsters and terrible baddies and voyages and just everything all packed into this one amazing book.
And you're just off the high street at the top of Ongar Road, right by the pedestrian crossing, aren't you?
We are indeed. So the majority of people tend to park in Sainsbury's and then nip in and get their pint of milk on the way back or William Hunt Way, just a little bit further down.
Okay, Natasha Radford from the Chicken and Frog Children's Bookshop, thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you very much.